You're listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment, part of Tom and Sandy's 805 on KBTA 1590 AM.
805. Representing for everyone in the 805.
It's all about the 805.
California.
Yeah, baby!
Let's back up and move to California.
From the very best of Ventura County, it's Tom and Sandy's 805. Now, back to Tom and Sandy.
Welcome back. We are Tom and Sandy's 805 on KVTA 1590. Don't forget to check out TomandSandy805.com.
And one of our favorites, of course, is 9021 Thaw. And just as we were in thaw soup weather, I think it was last week, right? All of a sudden, now we're in spring roll weather.
It's like 80 degrees outside now.
It's so beautiful out here. I mean, holy smokes. And you know what's so funny? The East is just, the South just got wiped out with this horrible storm. Well, too bad. But we're out here, so it's gorgeous out here. But if you want a great spring rolls or something fresh, really tasty, go to 9021 Faw. They're right there. It's 30990 Russell Ranch Road in beautiful Westlake Village, right
curbside
off the freeway.
Curbside pickup,
and I say it every week, put this in your phone, 818-597-1902. As you're driving down the freeway, you're coming home, you're hitting Lindero Canyon, you can call in, get right off, pick up your delicious food for the family, and get home and eat something healthy, okay? So that's, once again, that is 9021 FA.
Tom, I feel like that one line right there may reference that head cheese you were just trying. Are you hungry for a little more than you had before?
Yeah.
It looked delicious. I'm going to eat some after I get off my segment.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of, the first taste was a little different. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It was different. I was trying to understand exactly what I was tasting. But if it had a little more spice for me, you know, just a little heat in it at all, that could be addicting with a cold beer.
I'm going to have to try it. I didn't want to try it.
It's not revolting.
I can't have cracker, but maybe with one of these lettuce.
Yeah.
We'll do a lettuce wrap with head cheese for you.
Yeah, there you go.
That'd be awesome. So today's Everybody's Hungry segment, as always, is brought to you by our friends at Mogul and their support. They actually have a new component, variable cash back. So depending on the restaurants you go to, you may be getting more than the 10% that we've been pitching in the past. You may get 15 or 17 or 20. And those restaurants have the opportunity to kind of set their scale based on time of day and when they want to attract guests. Mm-hmm. So get involved with Mogul. Again, every $20 plus at the restaurants you're loving spent will get you a meal to Food Share. So that partnership with Ventura County Credit Union and Food Share is a great tri-branded partnership. We want to encourage everyone to go to vccu.mogl.com and use referral code Food Share. Get cash back at the restaurants you love and help your community. We're going to spin a little bit. So we're talking about the head cheese. I was very honored to be in part of that process with Farmer John. We're going to take the vegetable side a little bit, though, Sandy, for all those other people out there that, you know, are not meat eaters or vegetarians or vegans, or they're not really into that philosophy that Farmer John was talking about in the last segment. We want to talk about some of their vegetables. I'm now a CSA member with Rio Gozo.
And what does that mean exactly?
That means that Farmer John and his wife, Elizabeth, Farmer Elizabeth, they have a membership of individuals who want to support their farm financially, but in return, weekly, they get a box of produce. And he's talked about a lot of the products and the varieties that he has on the farm in past segments. Today, we're going to focus a little bit on the lettuces that I've been getting. We're in the spring series now, the spring season.
Mm-hmm.
And you sign up for 3 months at a time, or you can sign up for a year at a time if you'd like. Every week, you're going to get a box full of whatever abundance they have available on the farm at that time.
Right.
On the website, they also put some recipes and kind of a breakdown of what the haul was. And so far, we've had a really awesome experience. Gozo, just for everyone's knowledge too, is actually Spanish for joy. So when you're looking at this involvement, hopefully you're getting some of that out of the process.
Mm-hmm.
The very first pickup I went to, I get mine on Tuesdays after between 1 and 6 at Patagonia. It was, as Farmer John mentioned previously, steep learning curve with the hog, steep learning curve with the CSA box. I was all excited.
Okay.
Went to Patagonia. I had no idea where they were at. I knew the buildings, but I didn't know like where the boxes of produce were at. So I'm wandering around aimlessly for a couple of minutes, finally going to the information center, and I asked the guy at the reception desk. Now, true Patagonia style, the guy's like, "Welcome." I was like, "Yeah, I'm here my first CSA pickup." He's like, "Dude, you're almost there, man. You're real close."
Here, we're smoking a bowl in the back. Come on.
He points out the window to the patio. He's like, "It's right there, man. Just sign the clipboard and have a great day." I'm like, all right, cool. So I go out, I sign the clipboard saying I'm picking up my box.
Uh-huh.
I open the box, and I realize I don't have anything to carry my produce in.
Oh, the bag.
Oh, yeah, because you got to leave the box.
I was too excited. I forgot the bag. So I have my arms full, bundled full of lettuces and carrots, and, you know, it was awesome, but I'm like, I can't let this happen again. So as the week's gone on, we've gotten more efficient with our pickup. The abundance right now of the box is amazing. So through the last month, my January month, and now into February, there's been a lot of lettuces, a lot of greens, and that's some of what I brought in today.
Mm-hmm.
We probably have had 5 to 7 different varieties of greens in each box over the past 5 weeks. In front of us, we have the speckled trout lettuce. It's also referred to sometimes as flashy back trout lettuce. And next to that, we have the black seeded Simpson. There's frisée, and there's red butter leaf. I also brought in some of the Easter egg radishes. What's cool about the CSA program, again, it's whatever they're growing during that season. You're going to get a little sampling of all those different items in the box. The other piece of my learning curve, though, the other tip, had to do with washing. And that's one of the things I want to focus on today. The first 2 weeks, actually, we had a lot of loss because we weren't storing the lettuces
right.
properly.
Okay, good point.
And we lost some to wilting, lost some just to general kind of funk. And what we realized is we weren't packaging it properly. We weren't washing it a second time. So the guys and the gals that help out at Rio Gozo do a really good job on an initial wash. But once we brought it home, there's actually a lot of sediment still. The spinach is really...
Always has dirt in it.
Dirt,
yeah,
and
yeah,
inundated by
the
bugs,
out.
Actually. What we've noticed is there's a lot of little fruit flies. And I've washed mine the other day twice, and Bree showed me that on some of the curly leaves, it's still full of dirt and bugs because I didn't open the leaves. I didn't uncurl the edges enough to get in there.
Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're filling the sink with cold, crisp water. You actually want to de-leaf all those heads of lettuce. You want to take off leaf by leaf, give the stalk a little rub with your thumb in the cool water, and kind of soak it, agitate it that way. Big, big key, buy a salad spinner.
I've got one. Yeah, those things are great. Dry them immediately.
Man, as far as a resource and a tool, we were blown away. The first couple weeks, we didn't have it. I was trying to shake it off. You know, I'm doing a little dance in the kitchen.
Paper towels
all
over
the and you're using half your roll.
Exactly, which is an environmental waste in itself, and we don't want to get too deep into that. But agitate it really good. Use the salad spinner. I spin it twice. There's actually a lot of water that'll come off the second time. You'd be surprised. And then, as you mentioned with the paper towel, you do want to lay it out on some paper towel and give it a little wrap. Bree does 1 or 2 sheets around the bundle of each lettuce, and we put it in a Ziploc bag. Now we're getting a good 7 to 10 days worth of shelf life in the refrigerator, which is plenty of time to eat it.
Sure.
However, for a twosome, there's so much produce in the box, we need some friends to share. So we're sharing with our friends downstairs. Yeah. I called them in the night, and that's another aspect of the CSA. It's kind of a social event, right? We had so much produce in the box that I actually had to text my buddy from downstairs. I'm like, come upstairs and get some of this product while we're washing it. We still had probably 3 or 4 large salads worth from the previous week.
Wow.
So he comes up, he brought his homebrew and conversation, and we hung out. But it was a good social interaction now. So we're sharing the produce we have, and we're, you know, really interacting with our neighbors in
that way. Trade you a head of lettuce for a beer.
Oh, it worked out great. Worked out fantastic.
That's so cool. That's so community.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
When we look at kind of that storage aspect again, it's hard to be creative with a lot of lettuces, but we're slowly learning. And that's what's fun about it, too. It's a learning process. They have some recipes on their website, but the other night, Bree took leftover ground beef and pork that we use for tacos, and she reseasoned it a little bit and made this awesome sweet chili sauce out of sambal leek and some jam that we had and some honey. And we used in like kind of like the spring roll you're talking about with Nanotu and Pho. We wrapped that beef and some shredded carrots that were out of the box into the leaves and folded them up, and that was our dinner.
Boom, there's dinner.
Oh, nice.
So it keeps it crisp and refreshing. There's a lot of jam-packed full of vitamins. I sautéed up the beet greens the other night and mixed those with some of my eggs. And then I also mixed it with leftover chicken thighs and just some rice wine vinegar and a little bit of heat. Keeps it really simple because the lettuces are packing flavor and packing nutrients on their own. Tom was eating the speckled trout lettuce a few minutes ago. Tom, what did you think about that lettuce?
I like it. I grew some in my yard. You know, the one thing about lettuce, it's kind of where you can do this with other greens is you can then saute them. Let's say they're getting a little old. Let's say you've got, just name one of them. Spinach, for instance. Okay, spinach getting a little old. Okay, you throw a little olive oil in the pan. put it in there and you cook it. You can't do that with lettuce. I know lettuce is a strange vegetable in a way because you can only eat it fresh. And it's got to be fresh because the second it starts to wilt, it's worthless. But you can't cook it, you know, that way.
You know, and depending on the lettuce, though, I totally agree with you. There are some heartier lettuces out there, though. This red butter lettuce, I think, could hold up to a quick grilling. Like as we're starting to get into the warmer months, you could take some the frisée and you could wilt it a little bit in the oven. Mm-hmm. Last night we took some of the rainbow chard that came in the box. And we sliced
it. Yeah, rainbow or chard. Yeah, you can.
We put it on pizza and let it bake with beautiful smoked bacon and of this Casablanca bufala cheese. It was amazing. But the challenge, as you were referencing, is being creative with the lettuces. The radishes go great with the avocado diva salt.
Just I was going to say, plug. I just tried one. Oh, they're amazing, these radishes.
And the radish greens are something not to be thrown away. I mixed them in with our salad the other night. They give a little bit of a radish pungency without the crunch and without the wateriness.
Mm-hmm.
They're really nice.
Yeah, that is good.
My favorite, though, is as I'm peeling down the heads of lettuce of different varieties, the little sweet hearts in the middle. Almost every variety of lettuce, when you get down to the very tiny leaves in the center, have a sweetness or an intensity in their flavor. And I think that's fun because, one, they're really clean. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't been exposed to the dirt yet. But also it gives you kind of a jam-packed example of what the rest of the lettuce is about.
Hmm. Yeah, right down there at the heart.
Well, I just took a picture of it, so it's on our Facebook.
Yeah, no, lettuce, there's so many different kinds, and it grows great in gardens.
That was a good crunch over there, that radish. I heard that in the mic.
It's good.
Yeah, they're good.
For some additional cleaning and washing tips, I found a great site from the University of Maine. They lay out the washing tips and the process very plainly. Go to a Google search, type in produce washing, and the University of Maine's article comes up like at the top item. And it really flows well. It makes a lot of sense to me how they lay it out. And I think that's a great place to go. I encourage everyone to get a CSA for one, because it's supporting your local farmers.
Sure.
There's a lot of them around, you know, throughout Moore Park and down through the county. A lot of farmers are doing that. But again, as we mentioned, it's a social component that I think is undervalued. And being able to bring, if you're in an apartment complex like we are, or if you have neighbors that you're really close with, it creates an event and an opportunity to interact with them, get to know them a little better, and to share that dining experience.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, it's wonderful. I mean, we have much great vegetables and fruits right here in our backyard. It's amazing. You go to all the farmers markets. In fact, we'll have Ann Callis on in the next hour. So you have just listened to the first hour of the new Food Network show.
How informative,
And to get someone started and to get them hopefully hooked on the CSA, Farmer Elizabeth has given me the green light to provide a box this week. It'll be pickup at Patagonia between 1 and 6 on Tuesday, but we're going to be able to give an entire box for this week.
So somebody can try it.
Exactly.
Awesome. Oh, you're going to dig it. Believe me, if you've never had a CSA box, you're going to open it up. You're going to be like a kid at a candy store. There's so many great fresh vegetables and fruits.
Amazing.
Whatever's in season, that's what you're going to get in there.
And experience that whole community with it, because you're going to get so much.
Yeah.
And if you want a couple of pictures, check us out on Facebook at Everybody's Hungry, or go to everybodyshungry.org. I'm going to try to catch back up with my articles and showcase a few of the things we're getting in the box and how we're using it.
Beautiful.
So caller number?
Let's go caller number 15 on that one, 650-1590. Give us a call right now and win one of these boxes, these CSA boxes. Have some fresh vegetables.
You've been listening to the Everybody's Hungry segment on Tom and Sandy's 805. Follow us at everybodyshungry.org on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Google+.